Hey, welcome to the show. Travis Johnson here today to talk about the four things you need to do to turn social media followers into monthly recurring donations. Those four things are up front: the ability to collect a recurring payment, swag, something to give them in return for the payment, craft a social media post, and then ship the order to their door. But we're going to dive in more in depth here in a second. I've got this turn your social media fans into monthly recurring donors guide. I'll drop the link in the show notes here. But as you know, running a nonprofit is hard. There's board members, community relations programs, employees, volunteers, donor relations, fundraising, and so much more to deal with. Startup nonprofits have all the same concerns, but are generally run by three or fewer people. Oftentimes, the founder operates as both a janitor and the CEO and works the hours of both. One thing plaguing both startup and more established nonprofits is the lack of monthly recurring donations. This quick guide has been used as a template to generate thousands of dollars in monthly recurring donations. Just one social media post is able to generate substantial, sustainable income. The best part, the formula can be retooled and repeated several times each year simply by swapping out one piece of clothing, hat, shirt, whatever, for another, mask, mug, what have you. Minor adjustments to your offer will have new people signing up to support your cause each and every month. Step-by-step process will ensure you can collect payments, have a gift to offer, craft a social media post that converts your fans into monthly supporters. We have used limited edition t-shirts successfully as a method of gaining monthly recurring donors. We have one Facebook post posted a single time, resulting in $2,000 in monthly recurring donations. I know what you're thinking, but this only works for some people. It doesn't. We've used it in organization after organization after organization, and it's my gift to you for supporting me and the Nonprofit Architect podcast. So step one, you got to have that ability to collect monthly recurring payments. Your offer doesn't mean anything if you can't get them in month after month after month after month. Services like Square, PayPal, QuickBook Payments, Stripe, PaySimple, and Fat Merchant are some of the organizations and app integrations that you can use to collect recurring payments. In the guide, we've got a link that takes you to the step-by-step walkdown of how to set it up in PayPal. Step number two, you got to give something in exchange for a monthly donation. The example we're going to talk about today is a t-shirt. Now, people, especially in the nonprofit world, hate things like t-shirts because it's such a pain. And I agree with you. If you have to go out and buy 1,000 t-shirts and you have to have them sit there and then you've got to ship them when you sell them, like, it's a huge pain. Like, why would you spend the time? But there's a few different ways to do it. And we're going to talk about that in an example here. Your design itself can be fairly inexpensive. Canva, Fiverr, 99 Designs. Get someone that's going to get something that's going to translate easily onto a t-shirt. Make sure you pay for the vectored design. So the design company you use to ultimately fulfill the order and drop ship is going to have the best possible quality graphics. There are more than a few t-shirt companies willing to compete for your business. And there's so many options to slog through. So I'm going to talk about a couple of them here. You know, companies like reallydesigns.biz, Printful, and Teespring offer drop shipping. You can throw the design on the shirt. They'll create it, handle the payment, the printing, the packaging, and the shipping at no cost to you in person. And the best thing is there's no upfront, like you have to buy so many t-shirts. I use my friends Ginger and David at reallydesigns.biz for a small setup fee. I don't know what it is right now. I think it's like $50. You can get stuff hosted on their website. All you have to do is promote the link. And when someone buys, this is just freestanding. This isn't a part of the setup here for this, but just as a freestanding thing, you promote the link, someone buys it, they take it, create it, ship it. And at the end of the month, you get the money that you guys have agreed upon. And it works the same way. It really designs that biz, Printful, Teespring, all of those places. It just depends on what you're really looking for. If you have like a WordPress website, sites like Printful actually integrate their WooCommerce right into your website to make it even easier for you. Step number three is we're going to craft a social media post with impact. There's a few steps in here, but don't worry, I'm going to have this available in the show notes so you don't have to scramble and take notes if you don't want to. Number one, you've got to tell people what your nonprofit has been doing. Two, you have to show the continued need. This is usually the hardest part. You know, as nonprofits, we like to say that we're doing stuff and we're making it by, and we don't like to usually share that we have a continued need. Number three, you want to have your vision or your goal. Number four, you want to convey that financial support is still needed. We need your dollars to help solve this problem. Number five, your offer for a free t-shirt or mug or hat or whatever you decide on in exchange for a monthly recurring donation. You say what their donation provides. If you were, for instance, giving out meals to the homeless and you sell a $25 product, that $25 donation might go towards doing what? Creating five meals? I don't know. Whatever works for your organization. What your t-shirt does for them. You know, you help them look great, show off the fact that they gave and are helping to support your mission at the same time. You want to have a date that your offer ends. You know, this offer is only good through the end of the week or January 31st or whatever the thing is, to create a little bit of urgency, mostly because you want that offer to stop so you can then create a new offer, because not everyone's going to be into t-shirts. Not everyone's going to be into mugs. Everyone's going to be into something. You want to remind them that your mission changes lives. You want to include a call to action, AKA click this link below to get started. You want to have a link to your donation page, and you want to make sure it is set up for recurring payments. And you want to have pictures of the swag. Could be a t-shirt, could be a mug, wherever. So we've got the ability to collect recurring payments. We've created the product that we're not going to pre-buy. That's going to be deliverable by someone else. We're going to have a craft a social media post with impact, and then we're going to order the shirt to ship directly to the donor. So when that payment comes in, if you're doing something that has a size like a t-shirt, make sure you get the size, you know, three large t-shirts or whatever the thing is. And then you'll go place the order on the website, whether you set up with reallydesigns.biz, Printful, or Teespring, you will go place the order. The order will be created. It will be shipped directly to the person. But here's the deal. Here's the kicker. Here's the magic. The next month, since this is January, February, their donation comes in as part of the deal, like the recurring payment, and you don't have to do any work. It's just going to keep coming in, and keep coming in, and keep coming in. Now, some people, right, they'll do it, get the quote-unquote free t-shirt or what have you, and then they'll stop payment. But the vast majority of people, $20 isn't going to break the bank. So that $20 coming out every month, they're not even going to notice it. And you're going to be able to collect that donation month after month after month after month. So if you have an offer for $20 and 100 people say yes, that's $2,000 in monthly recurring donations coming into your organization each and every month following the first t-shirt purchase. We've got here in this guide an example breakdown. We had Feed It Forward OKC. That's Oklahoma City. We did this test run with them, and we follow the format that we talked about. So here's the social media post that they used. They used hearts with their colors for their organization. And it says, we are feeding more people than ever before. And even though we are feeding 200 to 300 people each and every week, we still turn away 100 to 200 people. That's that need that still exists. This breaks my heart. Starting in 2 weeks, I'd like to be able to provide 400 meals each and every week, right? What is your vision for the money that's going to come in? This mission is impossible without your continued support. When you sign up to give at least $20 per month, you'll receive this free limited edition Feed It Forward OKC t-shirt. $20 provides 10 meals. There are four different styles of shirts. Show your support of Feed It Forward and be stylish at the same time. Offer ends, this is a few years ago, July 10th, 2019. Help change lives and provide someone in need a meal. Click the link below to sign up for your monthly donation. She's got like little arrows emoji, and she's got the link to the donations. That's it. Once you do the setup, once you have the design, which chances are you already have a logo of some sort, maybe you want to add some kind of verbiage on the back saying, you know, donors are heroes or some of that nature. Once it's set up, you just have to create the offer. in the social media post. The best part about doing something like this is, let's just say the numbers are repeatable. You can get 100 people to sign up at $20 a month and create $2,000 in recurring revenue. Well, if you do this every month for 12 months, that means you'll have $24,000 a month in recurring donations coming in each and every month. Imagine the sigh of relief when you have recurring revenue coming in that you can plan for, that you can work towards, and all of a sudden you can start hiring a few people, bringing in volunteers, getting more staff, creating online automations and other things to make your life easier as a nonprofit, all thanks to monthly recurring donations. Check out stories like this and more at nonprofitarchitect.org.